Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday. I almost said Monday. Tuesday morning. Tuesday, December 26th, 2023. The day after Christmas. Well, we all made it through the big Christmas holiday, and I hope everybody had the most wonderful three-day weekend and Christmas holiday possible. I certainly did, and I hope you did as well. This was the busiest Christmas season I can remember in the longest time. I was thinking about this last night when all the festivities were wrapping up. I was thinking I was busy from Thanksgiving until Christmas. And I know we all say that every year, but here at the station, we lit the Marion Christmas tree. We lit the tree in Caledonia. We went to Cleveland and did the Christmas in Caledonia thing. We did the fruitcake toss. We did the office Christmas party. We did the breakfast at Carrington's on Christmas Eve morning. I'll tell you more about that as time goes on. I had the Christmas Eve party at my house. I did Christmas Day with my family. It just seemed like the entire holiday season was completely busy. I don't remember a week where there wasn't something going on or planning something going on. It was just unbelievable. And for everybody who sent in a Christmas card, now this is a kind of a funny thing. The Christmas cards, the last few Christmas cards were sent out on Saturday. But it occurred to me that the mail would probably not run on Sunday because it was Sunday. And Monday was Christmas, so the mail would probably not run on Monday. So I doubt if any of the Christmas cards that I mailed out on Saturday will go out until today. So hopefully everybody will get their Christmas card this week. So a little after Christmas, but better late than never, I guess, is what we should say. So the Christmas cards are all definitely out at this point. As I say, I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. The last 3 days were great. On Saturday, I got the last bit of shopping done I needed to do, went out to Del Taco. Now, here's what I did. I went out and ate at Del Taco on Saturday, and I had a really good time, went out with friends, and you know something about Del Taco? It's not very busy. The road, Route 95 here in Marion, was incredibly busy on Saturday. But Del Taco was not busy at all. And it's interesting because I had called in because I thought we were going to have pizza. And every pizza place I called had like an hour wait. And I thought, well, let's just do something different. Let's go to Del Taco. I haven't been there for a while. And I went to Del Taco, and there was nobody in the lobby. Nobody. No cars going through the drive-through, nothing. And they had one Christmas tree inside with no lights on it. And a couple of the pictures on the wall were wrapped up, but it was not no Christmas music playing or anything like that. Now, this is the day before Christmas Eve. And it was just kind of a Yuletide-free environment. And I'll tell you what it made me think of. It made me think of all the hubbub that went on early in the year when we were talking about the opening of Del Taco and will it be popular, will it not be popular, will there be a bottleneck there on 95 where they put it in. All that talk that we talked about earlier in the year. And I don't know if Del Taco is a success or not. It was kind of interesting because I thought to myself, this is probably the only second or third time that I have ever eaten here since it's been in Marion. And it did not look busy at all on Saturday night. I don't know. Is Del Taco doing well here in town? I mean, I hope it is. I hope every business is doing well. But it just did not seem like they were a busy place. Now, the food was good, and I can tell you it was very, very, very affordable compared to some of the other places you could go out and eat. But just maybe not doing what doing the business that we all thought they might do in the beginning when they opened up. Because they're kind of a unique place. They're kind of a hybrid, you know, half Mexican, half American. You can get a hamburger there. You can get a burrito there. You can get a quesadilla there, whatever you would like. But it just doesn't seem like they're as busy as you would expect them to be. But that's how show business goes, Iles, I guess. That's what I did on Saturday. Now, on Sunday, Christmas Eve morning. Now, this was interesting. Started a new tradition this year, and I think it is a tradition. Got up and went over to Carrington's house. I don't know how much I talked about this on air last week because we were very busy last week. But got up and went over to Carrington's house on Christmas Eve morning and had breakfast and watched A Christmas Story, which I had never seen. Now, the reason we watched A Christmas Story was because we had went to the Christmas Story house in Cleveland earlier in the month. And I said I'd never seen the movie. She said, we need to see the movie. Let's do it on Christmas Eve. So we did it on Christmas Eve morning. Now, I'll tell you, it was very interesting to go over there on Christmas Eve morning. It was a beautiful breakfast. There were Denver omelets. A Denver omelet casserole, I guess, is what it was. There were these little hors d'oeuvres with bread and sausage and cream cheese. Very delicious. Orange juice. And, you know, this was really a showy breakfast. There were goblets out with Christmas decorations. There were place settings. There were cloth napkins wrapped in holiday, I guess you would say paraphernalia. It was like evergreen. The napkins were wrapped in evergreen. It was really just a very formal, fun breakfast. And everybody sat down and talked and had a good time and laughed and told stories. And then we all went over to the living room and sat down on the couch and watched A Christmas Story. Very fun experience. Great way to start the Christmas Eve morning. Just had a lot of fun. Then I came back and we did the Christmas Eve party at my house. People came over like they normally do. We had a lot of laughs. Now, I'll tell you something about the Christmas Eve party at my house this year. It started at about 7 o'clock. And, you know, normally people are in a big rush on Christmas Eve and people have a lot to do and that sort of thing. This year, it got to be after 11. It was a few minutes after 11 o'clock. And somebody actually looked at the clock and said, my gosh, it's after 11 o'clock. We better get going. 4 hours, we all sat and just had a very interesting, entertaining conversation. It was fun. I had fun. I think everybody in the room had fun, and I hope everybody had that experience on Christmas Eve. That was a great, great, great way to spend Christmas Eve. Then Christmas Day, of course, I spent with family, like I think most people do. Had a great lunch and all kinds of desserts. You know, I think I ate more food in the last 3 days than I probably ate all year round. Had a great, great Christmas day and got some very nice gifts this year, which I do appreciate. Gifts are very nice, and it's nice to give gifts, and I like doing that as well. So it was just fun. I'll tell you the interesting thing about gifts, though, nowadays. Everything is electronic, it seems like. I now have all these gifts that I have to find a place to plug in, and I have to figure out how they're going to work on the computer or the cell phone or whatever. Everything's electronic now. You have to let everything charge. You just have to do it that way. So it'll take a few days to get through these gifts, but I certainly appreciate all the gifts. I got some very cool gifts. I'll tell you a gift that I got that I really, really like. And I don't even think it's that expensive of a gift, but I just thought it was a great idea. I've always been a big fan of the Chicago Cubs. If you listen to this show, you probably know that. And I got the sheet music to take me out to the ball game with the Harry Carey symbol imposed on the lyrics to take me out to the ball game. I just thought that was a great gift. So even though you get the electronics, which I'm sure cost a lot more than everything else, there are some gifts that are just right up your alley and great, and I appreciate that. And it was just a great holiday. And as I say, I hope you had a great holiday as well. Now, wanted to talk a little bit about the show on Friday night. Friday night, 6 weeks ago, we came up with the idea because we were talking about the holidays. Now, we probably had this conversation before Thanksgiving about what we were going to do as far as the holidays went. Were we going to do a gift exchange? Were we going to do a white elephant type of a thing? Were we going to do gifts for each other? How were we going to do this? And we came to the idea that we were going to do homemade gifts. Save money. Actually be thoughtful toward the other people. And I really did not know how this was going to go. Because early in the week, I don't think Matt had even started his. I was running a little bit behind on mine. I didn't know how Carrington was doing. I don't think Sean was finished with his. So I thought, really, what is Friday night going to turn into? Well, we had the best time. And I don't know if you had a chance to hear the Friday night show or not. But it could not have turned out any better. Sean took a picture, because there are a lot of pictures of us across the year doing fun stuff. And he took a picture that was personalized for each person and framed it and gave it to each person. And that was very nice. And then Matt made ornaments for everybody. And he made Ohio State ornaments for Carrington and I because we both went to Ohio State. And he made a Dallas Cowboys ornament for Sean because Sean is a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. I thought that was a great gift. And then Carrington made these coasters, like a set of six coasters, and she took our pictures and sayings and things to do with the radio station and made these coasters, which were very, very nice and very, very personalized. And the coasters are very, very nice. And I took pictures and wrote a poem about everybody, and it just could not have went better. I think everybody was particularly pleased with the Christmas gift and exchange, homemade gift exchange. And you know what it taught me? It taught me that you don't have to go to a store. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to do that sort of thing to make people happy. And to be honest with you, the reactions from the homemade gifts, I think, were better than any store-bought gifts would have gotten. So it was kind of fascinating in that way. Anyway, so we just had a lot of fun. And I think it goes to show the friendship and the camaraderie of the people around this radio station, that we would all be able to do something like that, and everything was personalized, and it was just great. So, basically, that's my wrap-up of the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day weekend. Couldn't have been any better. Busy, busy holiday time, but a lot of fun. Did anybody do anything great? Did anybody have any Christmas experience they would like to talk about? Give me a buzz here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you. Know how your holiday went. You've now heard how my holiday went. Busy holiday times, but a lot of fun. You know, it's always interesting to hear today how people go, thank goodness the holiday is over. It is a lot of fun, but it is a lot of work. And I guess now we're back into normal times. But the temperatures couldn't be better. 52 degrees and cloudy skies. How about that? Not too bad after the holiday season. I'll tell you something. Excuse me. I tell you, I still got this thing in my throat. Yesterday, Christmas Day, I went to visit my family, and when I got in the car, I realized I was almost out of gas. Well, it's Christmas Day. I went over to Meijer. Meijer was closed. You couldn't get gas there. So I thought, well, I'll go out to my family's house, and then I'll try to get gas when I'm done. And I'll tell you, it came very close to running out of gas. Wouldn't that have been something if I would have run out of gas on Christmas Day? What a tragic event that would have turned into. But I ended up finding a gas station. The Duke gas station was open, so I was able to end up at Duke and get the gasoline I needed. Took care of that. And even went down and got a soda at McDonald's, even on Christmas Day. Boy, those McDonald's people are diligent. They were even there on Christmas Day. All right, so I guess that wrapped up my holiday. Now the only thing is to get all these machines working and electronics and so on and so forth. Okay, well, Thursday is going to be a very interesting day on this show. Thursday at 9:15 in the morning, 9:15 until 10 a.m., you're not going to want to miss this for love nor money. We have got the mayor on. Now, we had the mayor on, Mayor Schertzer on, a week ago today. And we all thought this would be the last appearance of Mayor Schertzer as mayor. Well, there was a city council meeting last Tuesday night, a week ago today. And the pay raises were voted on for mayor, law director, city council, auditor, treasurer. And apparently, everything ended up hitting the fan. And we talked about these pay raises for quite some time. Well, apparently, let's start with part A. The pay raises for city council and the treasurer were both voted yes. But, and I don't know how many people know this, the date was not changed on those pay raises, so those are still for 2026. So even though they were voted up, they will not take effect until 2026, when the next city council comes in. Not the one that's coming in January 1st, but the next one after that. So I think they forgot to change the date, was my understanding. They meant for the next council to get it and the treasurer to get it in January, but the date never got changed when they voted on it. So it's not going to take place until 2026. So that's the treasurer and city council, and I think that's a done deal. Then we come to the law director. The law director passed with no problem. The auditor passed with no problem, up to $80,000, even though we're not sure who the next auditor will be come January the 5th. But regardless of all that, the mayor pay raise seemed to be the biggest one that people were talking about, because the mayor's pay is $69,000. And they wanted to take it up to $110,000. Well, Jason Schauber was on with us on Thursday, and Jason said, I came in and I said, well, I'll do 80. I think it should be 80. That way we're only raising it $11,000. And I guess people were okay with that. But then somebody came in and said, no, wait a second, it needs to be 95. And then somebody said, well, 95 is too much, it needs to be 90. Well, I guess 90 was okay, but here's the problem. When you amend legislation in city council, you have to have three readings of that legislation before you can vote on it. So when they amended the number from 110 to 80 to 95 to 90, They would have to have three more readings and three more votes before they could vote it in. Well, the problem is, if you don't get it voted on before the first of the year, it doesn't go into effect. It doesn't go into effect for that mayor's term. So it would be 4 years before that pay raise would go into effect if they did not vote on it before January the 1st. Well, this is all happening on December the 19th. So there's only 11 days left in the year at that point, 12 days. How are you going to get those meetings in, those readings and votes? So somebody voted to suspend the rules so they wouldn't have to vote three different times, and then they could vote this pay raise in before the first of the year. Well, I guess somebody asked the law director, can we do this? And the law director said no, because I guess the legislation had already been amended. So they really were not supposed to vote on that, but they did anyway, and they passed it for $90,000. I think the only person who voted against it was Jason Schauber. Well, anyway, what do you do with that? Because the city is barely making payroll at this time. We've got a raise for the auditor. We've got a raise for the law director. What do you do? Well, I'll be interested to know what the mayor will do, because with 3 days left in his term come Thursday morning, will the mayor veto, line item veto, pocket veto? How will he handle these raises? Because there's two trains of thought here, I think. Number one, can the city afford them right now? With no bond rating and fines piling up with the IRS and the auditor resigning, can the city afford them? That's number one. Number two, was it done properly? Which this was a question we wouldn't have even asked ourselves until last week when we heard what happened. Was the vote taken properly? Is it even legal to do this? So I'm interested to see what Mayor Schertzer will say on Thursday, because he is the last, I guess, thing that can change this before the first of the year. Now, I don't know what'll happen. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here and we can certainly discuss it. 36 minutes past the hour, 52 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Now, I know a lot of people feel that people should be given raises. And I think Mayor Schertzer feels that people should be given raises. I think it's just the amount of the raises that was problematic. And I think $110,000, Mayor Schertzer, and I think he said this, he thought that was a little too much. Well, it didn't end up being $110,000. It ended up being $90,000, which is about a $21,000 raise in one term. But, you know, I just don't know. I really don't know. I think it's a very strange thing that's going on here in Marion. And I'm sorry I don't have a better word to call it than a thing at this point. Just a very strange happening, I guess is what I would call it. Again, does anybody have any thoughts on this? 37 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 52 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. And I don't believe there are any city council meetings scheduled before the first of the year. at this point. So I don't think there'll be any more readings or any more legislation put through before the first of the year. But we'll see how these raises turn out. And we'll find out what Mayor Schertzer has to say on Thursday morning at 9:15. We look forward to that. I don't know. You know, if somebody, and people have asked me, what do you think's going to happen? And I said, I really don't know. Because I don't know if it's in the city's budget right now to do these raises. And then also, I think the way that they were done may be a problem. Because it's my understanding from interviewing Jason Schaber on Thursday that they were not done properly. And apparently, even at some point, somebody could come back and look at how it was done and say, hey, that was done inappropriately, and the mayor would have to pay back the pay raise. This would be Bill Collins. That's what Jason Schaber said. Now, again, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know anything beyond that, but I'll tell you, it's a sticky situation. And why do you think this is happening? Why do you think we're in this weird pickle here in town? How did this all happen? You know, I think about the city council and the treasurer's pay raises. How did it come to be that people did not realize that the date was never changed and is not going to take effect until 2026? And if the law director tells you this is not the way to do this vote, why would you do it? And nobody seems to know the answer to this. I don't know. You know, and it's also, when I asked Jason Schaber, I said, is it okay to offer the auditor another position? And he certainly said that did not seem right. I don't know. City government really did not used to be this complicated. So I'm not sure what's going on. And with 3 days left in his term on Thursday, I'm not really sure what Mayor Schertzer will do. Does anybody have any thoughts? What they think's going to happen? I'd love to hear your opinion on this 40 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 52 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas holiday. Nothing like Christmas is there. Although, I did hear those people saying yesterday, it doesn't seem like Christmas. Well, I think part of that was the temperatures being over 50 degrees. But hey, it certainly beat the year before, when the temperatures were negative. Negative 10, negative 5. Snow and drifts on the ground. People couldn't go anywhere. I don't know. I was looking at some stories this morning about the top stories of 2023. A lot of stuff happened in 2023. I was thinking locally about all the stuff that happened in 2023. My goodness, we had the legalization of marijuana in Ohio. We had the legalization of abortion in Ohio. We had a new mayor elected for the first time in 16 years. We had the big debate over these pay raises. We had the resignation of an auditor. We had the elections that went on all year. It was a busy, busy year in 2023. Now, has anybody made any New Year's resolutions? Are you getting those New Year's resolutions ready for Sunday night? New Year's right around the corner. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I noticed the roads were very bare this morning. I think a lot of people don't go back to work until, maybe next week. Or certainly maybe tomorrow. Do most businesses give today off? I don't know how that works. We have some fun Family Feud questions this week for the New Year's holiday. I thought we'd start one here this morning. Name a popular New Year's resolution. We've got the top four here. Name a popular New Year's resolution. There are four. And there are four that I hear these from a lot of people. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular New Year's resolution. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Lose weight.
You know, 86 people said lose weight. Number one, why is that always the number one thing?
Well, because I guess people don't want to be fat.
Well, yeah, but why January 1st? Why is that the time we always realize that?
Because it's the start of a new year. So they always say new year, new you.
But, you know, isn't living in the Midwest when it's the coldest, isn't that a bad time to start to lose weight? You can't go out and walk. You can't go out and do the outdoor activities. I would think that.
You know, since you asked, one thing that gets on my nerves about weight loss is, have you ever noticed how the more healthier the food is, the more expensive it is?
Oh, absolutely.
That has always been one thing that really just galled me. Like, the junk food, I mean, look at ramen noodles and all the sodium and all the terrible stuff they put in this. I mean, but where else can you get lunch for 50 cents?
Well, cookies and cakes are far cheaper than meat and vegetables.
Yeah, yep.
How was your Christmas?
Oh, good, because I just counted it a success because no one ended up in tears or a fist fight.
Well, that is a good thing when there's no tears and fist fights on Christmas.
When the cops don't show up, it's always a good time.
You know, isn't it weird, though, this morning? You know, I went out this morning to get the diet soda, and all the lights are off, all the Christmas lights are off, and I had the Christmas music station on all weekend, and this morning they're back to their regular format.
Yeah, and now we set into, I know year after year you always talk about this as like the dismal part of the year where it's like gray and there's nothing to look forward to and it's uneventful and the weather's terrible. Now we get settled down for a long winter's nap, so to speak.
Yeah, we get about 3 months of this and then we all get hopeful in March when the days get a little longer and we get more daylight and we start seeing a little sun. But yeah, this is a rough few months, but you know what? I was thinking, you know, last year we started our groundhog tradition, so really that's only about a month away.
And that's what we're supposed to get excited about is a groundhog, Scott?
Well, apparently not, because and by the sound of your voice, I don't think it's going to be. Maybe if that groundhog was eating a fruitcake or something.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking. Now that would definitely. And I thought of that. Okay, so do you know of any place where you can get your hands on a Claxton?
You know, honestly, the stores sell out of them so fast anymore because they start selling them in November. And now that the banks and credit unions do not sell them, aside from ordering them online, I really don't know. I know Lawrence Orchard sold them, and I don't know if they have any left or not.
Well, okay, so I always just had Claxton, and I always knew they were good, you know, but I didn't realize how good I took them. I didn't appreciate them enough. So the only thing that my mother really looks forward to year after year is a cold glass of eggnog and a slice of Claxton fruitcake. Well, I messed around, and I didn't get a Claxton, but I went to Walmart before our little holiday get-together, and I just got I thought, this will do. And I got the Walmart fruitcake. Oh, no. Oh, it was terrible. Terrible. It was not even close in comparison. All we could do is talk about how terrible it was.
You know, this is an interesting point, because the night of the fruitcake toss, somebody brought in two Walmart fruitcakes. We already had our Claxton, so we were okay. But somebody did bring in, and I looked at them, and they looked a little more doughy I guess I would kind of say I certainly didn't try them. What is the big difference between Walmart and Kroger?
Dry. It was those Walmart. Sorry, Walmart, if you're listening, but they were just so dry. And the Claxton is just so moist and succulent and juicy and fresh. And those Walmart ones were, it was like sort of like cardboard with candied fruit in it. It was terrible.
Well, maybe that's why they have so many of them.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I didn't think they would be as good as a Claxton. I mean, Claxton is like, you know, second to none. But these were just bad trombones.
Well, I guess if you want to get a Claxton, you got to grab them in November. That's when I grabbed ours because the year before, when the banks and credit unions stopped selling them, I realized that when they go on sale in November, that if you don't buy them in the first 2 weeks, they're going to be gone.
Well, I see why now. I mean, like I said, I always knew they were good. I just didn't realize how good. And why did, I know you've got to get on with the show here, but why did they all stop selling the Claxton? Even the insurance companies, the banks, they all used to sell them. Whose bright idea was that?
Well, they were all supplied by the Civitan Club. That was the Civitan Club's big fundraising effort every year. And the Civitan Club went under because of lack of volunteers 2 years ago.
Hey, are you going to call down to Claxton, Georgia, and talk to Rufus before the holiday season?
You know what I was thinking the other day when I heard, because we play that clip at the top of every hour, I wondered, because Rufus had been there, it was 50-something years, and we did that probably 3 or 4 years ago now. I wonder if Rufus is even still there at this point.
Well, there's only one way to find out. I just love that guy's name because that's my dog's name.
Well, I tell you, remind me on Friday, because I don't know if they're open this early in the morning, 8 to 10, but on Friday, we're here a little longer, so that would be the day to do it.
Well, they wouldn't even have to pay me if they're looking for a replacement for him. Just hook me up with some Claxton.
You would work there for free.
Well, that wouldn't be free. I mean, that's a precious treasure.
He seemed a little hesitant. I remember when I said, well, do you like fruitcakes? And it was every now and then, you know.
Well, you know, Scott, there are only two types of people in this world. People that love them and people that hate them.
People who have their teeth and people who don't.
Bye, Scott.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right.
Name a popular New Year's resolution. Number one is lose weight. By far. Number one is lose weight. 86 people surveyed says lose weight. I don't know. It's a bad time to lose weight, honestly. If you live in the Midwest, the weather's cold. Very difficult, I would think. But anyway, what are the other three here? There are four on this list. Name a popular New Year's resolution. 51 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular New Year's resolution. I know lose weight is the big one. But the other three, you know, I've heard these. I've heard people make these resolutions. So they're not far out there. But in number of people who said them, they are very far behind lose weight, I guess is what I should say here. So again, the question here this morning, name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight strong at number one. But what might the other three be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, if you have not gotten a Christmas card from us, I know the majority of them did go out on Saturday. But again, I thought on Saturday, the mail's not going to run on Sunday. The mail's not going to run on Monday. So they're probably not going to go out until today. So, hopefully you get them this week. But in the spirit, better late than never with your Christmas cards. All right. Does anybody else have a guess on our New Year's resolution here this morning? Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, number one. Very strong. What are the other three? The other three, as I say, not as popular as number one, not as popular as lose weight. But people do make these resolutions every year. And, you know, I don't know what the success rate is on New Year's resolutions. I don't think it's very good. I think people get to February, I think is what they normally say. What is it? 4 to 6 weeks. People make it with their New Year's resolutions. And then it's kind of downhill. You know, I don't consider this week to be a downhill week because most people do leave their Christmas decorations up and people do get ready for New Year's. And New Year's is kind of a, well, it's a party kind of a day, but it can also be a fun day. People are off work. You can have your own little private New Year's Eve celebration. So this week's not all that bad. But once we get to New Year's and once we take down all the decorations and everything's kind of put away and people have had their days off, then we do settle down into the doldrums of winter. And that really runs through about the second week of March. So we're headed toward that time, as they say. Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, number one. You know, I should mention, we got some sad news in a news report overnight here. Maybe I'll read this because I don't think it's been put on the news report yet. But troopers from the Marion Post are investigating a fatal crash that occurred on Christmas Day at approximately 9:33 p.m. on State Route 423 in Marion County. The crash involved a 2005 Lexus ES driven by Connor M. Martin, age 40, of Marion. The preliminary investigation indicates Mr. Martin was traveling southbound on State Route 423 when his vehicle traveled left of the center line and off the left side of the roadway. Once off-road, the Lexus struck a road sign and a ditch. The Lexus continued and struck a tree and overturned on its top. During the crash, Mr. Martin was ejected from the Lexus. Mr. Martin was pronounced deceased on scene by the Marion County coroner. Mr. Martin was not wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash. The crash remains under investigation. Connor M. Martin, age 40, of Marion. You know, I just think about that story this morning, and I don't. 40 is so young. And I think about this happening on Christmas Day night. You know, it's just incredibly sad. What can you say? But that was in the news this morning, and I guess that's the way it goes, unfortunately. You know, that's the funny thing about life. Not to be incredibly philosophical about this all, but people always worry about their age. People always worry about their health. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing to do. But in the end, yesterday morning, I'm sure when this 40-year-old person got up, Connor, I'm sure he did not think that was going to be his last day. And there you go. That's how life is sometimes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have another guess in our New Year's resolution family feud category here? Name a popular New Year's resolution. Lose weight, number one. Still three others on the list. And they are three that you do hear. They're not way out there, let's say. But lose weight is definitely the strong one, and lose weight is definitely the one you probably hear the most about. Name a popular New Year's resolution. That is the question here this morning. Lose weight, number one. 740-751-4038. You know, I was saying this on Friday. I wonder how many people got engaged over the Christmas holiday. For some reason, people feel this is a good time to pop the question. Now, I think people do that because people are already in a good mood. And I also think people get engagement rings as a present. You know, have you ever seen that where they pull out the engagement ring and they say, well, or they'll get somebody a present and then they'll say, well, I got one more present for you. And they'll pull it from behind the couch or out of their pocket or something like that. And they'll propose. And the person, of course, will go, oh, yes, let's set the date and get this done. Then you've got divorce papers next Christmas. Oh, that's horribly cynical. But, you know, it does happen. And I don't know. It's strange. I did learn last week that January is the biggest breakup month for relationships. I guess people get tired of each other after the holiday. They buy the gifts. You know, I think a lot of that's trauma because people don't want to go to each other's families' houses and it's stressful and that's what the holidays will do to you. Cause an end to the relationship. Unless somebody's so desperate that they have to stay in it. I guess there's that. 30 seconds left. Is anybody going to guess on this? Name a popular New Year's resolution. We did get lose weight. That was number one. What are the other three answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, we're coming up on the break here in about 5 seconds. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to The Place for the Best Guests and Talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before,